Furthermore, the Spartans found that they had another liability, and that is they couldn't force the Spartan commander, his name was Ramphias, who was up in the Chalcidice, to deliver any of the concessions in the Chalcidice. For instance, the Spartan garrison in Amphipolis was told to hand the city over to the Athenians. The Spartan commander refused to do this, saying this would be a violation of oaths. He pulled his forces out, but Amphipolis remained independent. The Athenians were enraged over this. Many Athenians began to see Spartan bad faith in the summer of 421 BC when Amphipolis was not handed over, when the prisoners held by the Boeotians weren't handed over. The Athenians released the Spartan prisoners as their part of the deal of the treaty, but they didn't hand back anything else. None of those ports, including Pylos, were handed back because the Athenians, by the midsummer of 421 BC, at least part of the assembly was beginning to have doubts whether the Spartans could deliver on any of the concessions. And furthermore, they were not all that excited about Nicias, who kept reassuring the assembly that the Spartans really wanted peace. And at this point, Thucydides' interpretation bears up very well that by, well, I would say within 2 to 3 months, I think those treaties were probably ratified in about May of 421 BC, and by the end of July, there were opinions in both Sparta and Athens, parts of the population, having real doubts whether they should have gone into this treaty at all. There were also feelings, I suspect, among many Spartans that maybe the Athenians had won the peace, that Sparta had given up too much under the treaty just to stop the fighting, that Spartan allies were not obeying Spartan demands. This was really inconsistent and unconventional compared to previous dealings with most of these allies, and that the Athenians really got the lion's share of the concessions under the peace treaty. So in that sense, Thucydides is probably correct, that there was this treaty from the start was flawed, that it had not addressed the grievances of the allies of Sparta, and that it really was essentially concocted by two men and their supporters who simply wanted to stop the fighting and satisfy the assemblies of Sparta and Athens without looking at the wider issues of this peace treaty. But on the other hand, we have some other evidence, at least from the Athenian viewpoint, and that is the play called The Peace, performed in Athens in this year, 421 BC, and written by the comic poet Aristophanes, who was the conservative critic of Pericles and the absolutely wickedly delicious critic of Cleon and the Demagogues. The play was hailed in Athens as a hilarious masterpiece, and it is centered around the concluding of the Peace of Nicias, in which the playwright Aristophanes is criticizing various states as impeding the peace of Greece, Irene, which is the word peace, from which we get the female name Irene. Among them are the Corinthians and the Argives. The Megarians are depicted as people who are emaciated and ruined by the war. Brasidas and Cleon come in for savage criticism for perpetuating the war far longer than they should have. And if this play is at all indicative of at least part of popular opinion in Athens, it is a real testimony to how much that psychological economic warfare waged by the Spartans from 431 to 421 BC had worn down the will of the Athenian people to wage war. They were exhausted. The plague, the destruction of the fields, the food shortages, the overcrowding, all of this is evident in the play, and there really was probably a large section of Athenian society cutting across different classes that was willing to make this peace work if they had the leaders who could do so. And I think in the case of Pleistanax and Nicias, the two leaders in their respective cities of Sparta and Athens, they could sign the peace, but they really couldn't articulate why the two cities should pursue it in good faith. And within a matter of months, first the Peloponnesian allies, led by Corinth, began to undermine the peace. And then we shall see, within the next year, by early 420 BC, certainly in Athens and probably in Sparta, political figures emerge in both city-states, two Ephors in Sparta, and the ever irrepressible Alcibiades, who makes his debut on the political scene of Athens. They emerge to start working to whip up agitation and anger and finally war hatred to drive their respective cities back to war with each other.